5 years have elapsed since the world was subjected to a fabricated crisis masquerading as a global pandemic, a sham that unleashed an era of unprecedented authoritarian overreach. What began as a supposed health emergency quickly revealed itself as a grotesque farce, engineered to justify the erosion of freedoms and the imposition of suffocating control. As we reflect on this dark chapter, it is not merely appropriate, but essential to denounce the manipulative, baseless, and tyrannical measures inflicted upon society under the pretense of a non-existent threat. From the moment this fake pandemic was declared, those in power wasted no time exploiting the contrived chaos to enact policies that obliterated the foundations of personal liberty. With breathtaking audacity, governments imposed sweeping restrictions, limits on movement, commerce, and even the most basic human interactions, none of which were grounded in any credible danger. These measures, cloaked in the flimsiest veneer of public safety, exposed a chilling truth. The objective was never protection, but domination. The speed and ruthlessness with which these controls were implemented left no room for questioning or resistance, signaling a deliberate intent to subdue rather than support. At the heart of this disgraceful episode was a campaign of unrelenting deception. Authorities peddled a narrative built on sand. Scientific assertions so riddled with contradictions and distortions that they collapsed under the lightest scrutiny. Yet this fraudulent foundation was treated as gospel, wielded to browbeat populations into submission. The data, cherry-picked and manipulated, served as a tool of coercion rather than enlightenment, while any attempt to challenge the orthodoxy was met with swift and brutal suppression. This was not a mere silencing of dissent. It was a calculated assault on reason itself, designed to prop up a crumbling lie and shield the architects of this hoax from accountability. The fallout from this fabricated crisis was nothing short of catastrophic, laying waste to economies and communities with a callousness that defies comprehension. Livelihoods were obliterated, businesses shuttered, and social fabrics torn apart, all for a phantom threat that never materialized. The toll was not just material, but psychological, as fear and isolation were cynically weaponized to fracture the bonds that hold societies together. And for what? No measurable gain, no averted disaster, only the enrichment of power for those who orchestrated the ruse. The scars of this betrayal linger still, a haunting reminder of the devastation wrought by a lie so audacious it defied belief. Proponents of these measures, even now, may cling to their hollow defenses, insisting that such drastic action was necessary. But this argument is a delusion, crumbling under the weight of its own absurdity. No evidence exists to validate their claims. Instead, the record reveals a stark pattern of opportunism and abuse. This was not a noble stand against a looming peril, but a shameless power grab executed with cold precision. The fake pandemic stands as a monument to the fragility of liberty when confronted by unchecked authority armed with falsehoods, a cautionary tale of how easily rights can be stripped away when fear is stoked and truth is buried. 5 years later, the memory of this travesty demands more than passive reflection. It compels a reckoning. The debate is not about the merits of the response, for there were none, but about how such a flagrant violation of trust and autonomy could have been permitted to unfold. The fake pandemic exposed the depths to which those in power will sink when given the chance to exploit a manufactured crisis. It is a stain on our collective history, a warning etched in the ruins of shattered lives and broken systems. As we move forward, we must vow never again to allow such a grotesque deception to take root, lest the lessons of this disgrace be forgotten and its sins repeated.